KEZR San Jose. Great music and more variety for your morning. Bill and Marla, weekday mornings 5 to 9 on Mix 106.5.
Morning Mix 106.5, 5 minutes after 6 o'clock. How you doing?
Good morning. Lots and lots of sunshine today and warm Friday, the weekend, and all that. Here's The Fray on Mix 106.5.
Morning Mix 106.5. It is 8 after 6 o'clock. We got our Dirt of the Day segment coming up here in just a little bit. Why, oh, why won't anyone listen to Kevin Costner? He has the answers. We'll tell you about that when we do the segment here in a little bit. Looks pretty good today.
It's going to be another nice day. Sunshine, a little breezy this morning, but then clearing up, going to be beautiful. Highs in the mid-70s.
We have more invites for you to join us tomorrow after work for our upcoming Sarah Bareilles after work mixer. Going to be very cool at the De Anza downtown right after work. Our mixers are always great. And as if the admission to the show weren't good enough, we're also going to throw in a 4-pack of tickets to Raging Waters today, too. Listen for the Sarah Bareilles song, as usual. Be the 10th caller at 1-800-499-1065, and we'll hook you up. As usual, if you're a Facebook friend, we will put a little additional clue, a little additional extra information about specifically when we will play the song on the Facebook. So
now,
get yourself logged in, get yourself, make yourself friends and all that stuff.
Is the clue today a little, you know, more cryptic? You know, is there some sort of secret decoder word or some kind of ring?
Why do we want to make it cryptic? We want these people to win.
No.
We want
so just
it easy. It. We're
not
just,
in a, it's not in a riddle form or just, any kind of, you know, like reading something from a fortune cookie. Just, nothing like that.
Just being our friend on Facebook is tough enough.
I do love a secret decoder ring. Why can't we ever add that?
All right, how about
some sort of word search?
How about if I spell a word backward? Will that help you?
Could it be in Pig Latin?
Yes. Okay. All right. I'll put it in Pig Latin so people can help decipher it. Okay.
Thank you. I like a deciphering. People want a little challenge.
A little challenge.
Billy.
Okay. So your clue, your extra additional Facebook friend clue today, part of it will be in Igpe Atenle.
Thank you.
Right.
Don't lie to me either. You said yesterday you were going to do a riddle and we got nothing.
I'm going to do
it. Same old thing.
10 after 6 o'clock, let's do this. Time for the early morning sunrise edition. Bill and Marla's Dirt
of the Day.
All right, what do we got?
What was weird on the MTV Video Music Awards, you know, there's Les Grossman from Tropic Thunder, who I just love that movie. That's, I think, one of my top 10 favorite movies. To see him, because it's kind of, I'm like, that's kind of random. Why is he dancing with J-Lo? Why is he back? I mean, that's been a couple years. It wasn't random at all, apparently.
What?
I guess Les Grossman is going to be getting his own movie now.
Now, he's the movie producer character that Tom Cruise plays, if you don't know.
Right, if you saw it in Tropic Thunder. And it was almost like the same, I don't know, it was almost like the same character that he played in Jerry Maguire, but it was sort of overweight and balding, wasn't it?
Yeah, really, yeah.
Sort of obnoxious, pushy. Anyway, Les Grossman's life story is an inspiring tale, says Ben Stiller, who's the one that put, you know, that whole movie together in the first place, Tropic Thunder. They say it's a struggle, the human class struggle to achieve greatness against all odds. Tom Cruise has assured Ben that he plans to kill the crap out of the movie and make Citizen Kane look like a piece of crap home movie by the time we're done. I'm honored to be working with him.
You go, Les.
I don't know. Do we need a whole movie about Les Grossman?
It could be like one of those.
It seemed funny in a small dose.
It could be like one of those Saturday Night Live movies where, okay, it's a 2-minute skit. It ain't a 2-hour movie. You know,
because it's a farce. It's a satire. You know what I mean? I don't know.
It's kind of almost a one joke thing, but we'll see. Hey, and sad news. Apparently, Kevin Costner probably can't solve the oil spill.
Aww, I thought he was to the rescue.
We thought so too, and he was complaining yesterday. He actually testified before Congress. Congress is asking Kevin Costner questions.
It's weird.
He says that the thing that he and his scientist brother put together to separate oil from seawater could help, but it couldn't handle the whole thing because the whole thing is now too huge.
Yeah, too bad we couldn't have got that a little quicker.
I guess had they been using it since the word go, things would have been a little bit better. Kevin puts the blame for the spill on everybody. He says,
That's good.
He says, we're all at fault here. It's just too easy to blame BP. I don't know about you. I'm still into the blaming BP.
I don't want to be petty.
I'm still into the blaming BP thing. All right, it's 13 past 6. It's Mix 106.5.